Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Lila with her bedtime stories, and I'd surely like to have you share with me.
There's something the matter. It can't hardly understand you, Lila.
Okay.
Bear with us a moment, folks, while we get the tech working.
That sounds fine.
Okay, you are connected. Okay, she just missed the project. I want to get it closer.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that would like to share with you. With me is Dean Val. Our very dear friend, Tim Pignon. And I hope that we will be able to get Eric on too. He'll be a much added addition this evening, and you'll be very happy to hear what he has to say too. He's very good at sharing good things. But I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer. And we'll discuss the chapters and ask you folks to please ask questions while we're reading on what I've just read. And so thank you. Here we go. There are four basic qualities that determine the dream arena, which everyone should become aware of, as they are sensations, predictions, thoughts, and feelings. All of these together also affect the outer personal self. As a person experiences dream visions and brings back their inspirational adventures, they will then extend this world and apply accordingly. With these four aspects, one begins to set into motion their journeys into the other levels. Why would a person want to be second best to all the creations that have been erected here and the systems who deem themselves to be the officialists? There is no longer a need to do anyone that gains the real connection of the sound light, which is more than anything this world could ever offer. As soon as one steps into their dream world, they find all the creations of the earth do not exist except in the notions of oneself. Touch alone is not all there is to life, as we have been taught to on earth. But there is a wondrous perception that reaches beyond anything tangible. As one gains insight into the worlds beyond, they will bring back to their earthly mind and body so much more than anything that can be taught in all the schools of earth. The great love that is beyond anything of this earth is waiting for those who encounter the real guides in their radiant beingness. Once a person is free from the gravitational pull and the mind emotions, they will not even want to return to this place of dreary darkness and hardness. For the most part, a person can only grasp a small percentage of the highly experiences, and only a portion of that at best to even understand. Most people think in their minds that they are learning so much from the embedded institutions, which only apply to this earth. But once they learn about the reality of their dream visions and what can be accomplished, they will exceed into broader and great lengths and heights for themselves. Once grasped, the mysteries of life that haunt others will no longer affect those who become more aware. The four qualities of sensation, prediction, thought, and feeling affect the external consciousness with a better understanding, provided the dreams are clearly remembered upon awakening. And so a person can basically only grasp about one-fourth of the truth about such phenomena. The simple reason for this is when the energy from one particular quality is running strongly, it cannot be changed, dismissed, or transferred without the others playing a part to offset it. So if one is in a lower function, such as hate, which is the opposite of love and caring, the energy therefore has been established and cannot be switched or changed. As one runs with a lower course, they soon want to obviously do better. So a new consideration must take place with other qualities involved. And so it is that one needs at least three of the qualities mentioned here to arrive at any truth within it. As one awakens from their dreams, they can possibly see the correlation. Then they can decide a new course and do better. This is where a person's dream visions give an objective view of the person involved. And as stated before, all experience is personal, and it's up to each person to decide if they wish to take the journey upward into the higher levels of life. Until one properly evaluates themselves, they will stay lost with all the lower Maya and phenomena of the lower levels produce. Proper evaluation does not mean a guilt position or any emotional strangeness, but similar to one trying to figure out a math problem. And as one practices this, they finally get the answer that they're looking for. It should be easy for one to understand at this point what they've been taught from their childhood. And with all their experience, the world of grown-ups, they have not really learned a whole lot about what is real. Our parents and the existing systems, for the most part, will not provide an avenue to real truth. With the four qualities mentioned, one determines how they can measure their dream experience with this information. Sensation is a quality which tells that something is, as in a relationship that already exists, but at the same time can continue to change prediction. It tells if something is going to happen, such as in the relationship where one or both of the parties involved will be deciding a new avenue to travel, for an example. Thought is what tells and says what it is. And feeling is that which says that a person knows and understands through sensitivity. As it is, the astral body, which is considered the weakest of the five bodies. Above all four of these is a true perception, which can take place once a person has contact with the real guides. Sometimes the dream experience will express itself a certain way, and one may think that they know the answer. But if there is an impression involved as the action is taking place, then it's the impression that should be looked at first. Many times, there are others who are involved with a person's experiences, and they do not want to divulge or alarm the dreamer as they're trying to pull a fast one, you might say, in hopes that the dreamer will not be paying close attention to what's taking place. There is no difference than a broker or a salesman wanting to make a deal for themselves and not wanting the agreeing party to read the fine print. If the dreamer is aware of their relationship with certain people, then they will figure out the experiences, as it could be a warning that they are shown as the intent of the other person. I think someone should have a word or two to say about this, all that I've read. How about you, Val?
Yes, Lila, the journey to greater awareness, that caught my attention. It's interesting that we take on a new position almost every day, and it's worth the while to go back and write your story or have a journal and look back at it and who you were. It's not that you're changing, you know, yourself, but you're just becoming more aware, and it's a good idea to see that how you've so-called progressed or become more aware, because you may not even notice it as you're going along because it's so natural. So it's a good idea to go back and objectively look at your life, you know, who you were like a year ago even, or 2 years ago, and you'll see that, oh, you know, there is a greater awareness. I'm in a new position. I see more. And that's why we encourage people to write a book about, well, how they found this. Now, this is implying that you have found it. Now, if you haven't found it, if you haven't gotten what we're talking about, then we encourage people to start their journey, because you probably just have a 9-to-5 boring job kind of life. Or if you're retired, you know, you're still seeking something. Imagine health or finances or something like that. But basically, you stay around your same awareness. You may get more knowledge. You think you have more knowledge or information, but your awareness, unless you have the new you connection, then your real awareness is basically just stuck with your personal self, and you're just growing older and probably not any wiser. So the idea is seeing the new you, get the connection that you need to start your journey to more or greater awareness. And then you can write your own book, and you can look back and see the progress, so-called progress that you're making. It's not actually progress, it's just you're becoming more aware of what is now. So that's it, Lila.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very insightful. Eric, do you have something to say about that?
No, not at this time.
All right for you. Being that all dreams are so individualized, one can come close to the interpersonal relationship, that they have made headway for themselves. It takes a lot of persistence and patience to become one's own authority with the dream visions. But once grasped, those who do succeed are on their way to secret worlds of being free. With all this, it is interesting to note how the feeling person can be exploited by thinking of that type of person that I have learned many lessons along the avenue. Most of us want to get along with others and sometimes make new friends. But the business world of today, there are far too many foxes who are watching the hen houses of others. I have far too many encounters with wolves, snakes, pigs, sharks, and baboons, which are not of the animal kingdom, but dark creatures who have formed themselves to the practices of many lawyers and politicians. There is way more taking place on this planet than the average one-dimensional person can accept, as most people are very unaware of the overall reality that actually exists here. Until one is fully aware, they are unaware and at the mercy of the influence and her many ways of seduction. Too many people take her thinking and feeling areas for granted and assume that things will work out accordingly. And this can be so, but just like a good business person, there is always a lot to learn and be aware of. With feeling, one knows the worth of something. And so this can be a general application to go by and know what a dream might mean to one. Thinking or literal thought will not always resolve a situation, nor will analytical observation. But for the most part, feelings will, especially along with perception. This quality built into the human consciousness will help to show the dreamer that something of value has occurred and one needs to know about it. The dream experience may or may not provide the full answer, because the sensor is always involved. But the answer to what the dreamer is looking for will show up if one's sense of perception and overall experience is qualified enough. As an example, the business dealings I have had over the years have not always given me the complete answer each time to what I am focused on, as I am taken through various stages of the process that it takes to complete something I'm doing. Here again, it all depends upon what a person has their primary focus on. Even for many people who are supposedly religious and God-fearing, their primary focus is upon the things of the earth, because they usually have very little or no real experience with the worlds beyond this one. Their belief is more so in the background, as their personal life is more important. So they usually carry a lot of concern for their physical welfare. As a person reads what I'm presenting, they must learn to eventually see what I'm really relating, as opposed to the narrowness of what they have come to know. I am not saying that one should be concerned about their life here, but as a person develops their real awareness, they will better handle themselves here, and at the same time, have a much freer ability to deal with the situations of the personal self. What do you say about that, my dear friend, Kim.
Hi. Oh, there's so much, and it just seems like how important it is to become aware of what this these hints mean. It seems to me like it's going to take a lot of study to understand what's being presented. To be able to eventually see what it means. I kind of feel like I'm in kindergarten still, and it just seems like it's going to take time and effort. But there is the, it was interesting how he was saying how feeling is a good guide to what something is really worth. It's like, if a person doesn't feel that this is important, that this new presentation is important, then it just isn't in their life at this time yet, something that's valuable and a real treasure that mankind really would love to become aware of. But still, what's it going to take to, even if a person is trying to understand what's being presented, it takes the takes our risk of putting out the effort to see even what it means to each of us.
Well, this is certainly an individual path for sure. And if a person really wants to know what's going on, there's a lot of study that we have to do, especially being aware of our dreams. The thinking and feeling qualities are the staple diet of most humans. In the lower realms of positioning, and so, for the most part, dreams are built on these two aspects. In those states of dreams by which one is in love with another person, who deals code of ethics and religious ideals, one may refuse to accept are simply an effect of a feeling, which is from causes that are much deeper than the attraction embodied by the loved one, on whomever the feelings of love has been projected. Love in dreams are deep feelings, together with thought processes which are directed toward another, whether the other person knows this consciously or not. Most people seem to have a well-adapted life on the outside, but many times they lack any control with their unconsciousness. What eventually shows up from the lack of control and understanding on their part leads to cases of arrested development. So as one grows older, their pattern of life and their overall attitude becomes more fossilized according to general standards, as they experience more inflexibility and the drying up of their life from their own inner source. This is where people cease to explore, thinking that they have come to the principles of their life, and now it's time to cruise into the heavenly abode or the eternal rest. Also, most hold to the past and feel the best part of their life has already passed them by. Life is not about age or anything the personal self dreams up, but about being new now. Once the real connection is made, the knowingness begins to move into a person's aura and real being. Life is the great adventure, and there is no end at all to continue, and you continue to evolve. Your dream visions and what one experiences, with which most of the time the personal self cannot even fathom, recognize, or even perceive, if that is so beneficial with releasing worries and tensions and stress, as a host of many things that are constantly bothering your little personal mind and body. With the real guides, many unseen obstacles were taken away, so the new student can get out of their daily routines. There is a huge fear factor that is mostly hidden and obscured from the conscious mind of those in the social orders, because it has all been purposely disguised to look like a part of the landscape, and also marketed to seem as though it's logical and reasonable that it exists. And it must be so if it exists. This, of course, is so preposterous, yet the rep systems are built upon this fear factor, as this is now how they maintain their operations of control. I recently saw a National Geographic special about North Korea. One might say that North Korea is a total mind prison because of how the government is run to subdue and control its population. The head dictator is like that of the late Jim Jones, and even more so, almost from birth, the Korean people are taught wholeheartedly to worship the head dictator as their god on earth. There is no intent, no cell phones, and no pictures of anyone else, such as the advertisements, the movie stars, or even other political figures. Nothing. I can see that most people in the Western world would look upon what is taking place in North Korea as an abomination, but I can see that there is so much more that most people do not see. Physical appearance and circumstances are one thing, but the invisible netting that has been consciously and unconsciously put in place that provides the hardest prison to escape from. North Korea is a very open and obvious example of how the populations on the earth are now controlled. Yet most people will not see the same subtle controls with the society that they're living in. The entire world and earth is wrapped with this fear factor of control, and it is very real. This is subversive mind control that is here now has been planned by the dark brats for hundreds of years. It has silently covered the entire earth without most people ever noticing, and it is how it has come to be. Because of the high-end technology that they have, the dark brats use various frequencies to control and influence people's minds and emotions, like that of HARP. Most of the population is not aware of this, as it would sound like science fiction to many. There is no reality, no difference with how the North Korean head dictator and the corporate identity known as the United States Corporation operates. Most people are fooled by political personalities and the fronts that they have created. When a person studies the real side of human history, they will come to discover what has led up to the wars and economic misfortunes for the common people. The earth world can be a beautiful place, but it's a place in life, and that is all. Humans with their desires and ideas of conquest have provided all the causes and effects that all of us are now experiencing. Here is where a person's dream visions are very important. They can lead one into multidimensional dimensions that are even more real than the earth. For the real guides are not into any type of confirmation, as they already know that using force to meet an opposing force only leads to more situations to deal with and are burdened by. They teach their new students to become more aware by the way of written works, such as the Adventure Series of Is, and especially for dream visions. The physical works are merely a reference to something real and not an actuality. Dwayne, the great writer, has not produced any doctrine that is of a religious, political, or spiritual means, nor rules and regulations, not even any guidelines to adhere to. His writings are examples of great adventures. This is what the best of life is all about, the greater adventure that lies just beyond our breath from the place here in space. Not out there somewhere, but right here with ourselves is all life is and isness. While we're here, we can experiment with our own real awareness to discover what unlimited potential we have. We can learn to leave the mind and emotional attachments behind and fly off to fun and romantic places like Peter Pan and Superman. There are no limits as long as one respects and others and does not interfere with other people's lives. Real freedom is being able to supersede the human side and explore the greater positions. I like this. Mm-hmm. Somebody has something really important and lovely to say.
Hi, I'll share something. So in regards to what she was saying, I think it's very important that everyone takes a look at all of the marketing ploy and fronts, just appearances of things, because the reality of the situation might seem very obvious to many people, because just from talking, just regular talks with most people that I have, they think they really know what's going on. But there's so much more behind the surface of, behind the appearance of things. There's so much more. And it takes a strong will and intent and a strong perseverance to pierce that veil, you know? Just because you think you know what's going on, I can pretty much guarantee you don't. So I think it's very important that everyone takes a look at the appearance of things. And that even includes yourself, you know? There's so much more to you than you realize. There's so much more to you than this physical body and the appearance of yourself. There's so much more to everything. Life is endless, and it's continually becoming more and more aware of itself. And everyone has the opportunity to do so for themselves, too, to become more aware of themselves and of the whole of life. It really is just a great adventure.
That's it. Thank you.
Oh, very well said, Eric. Very well said. The rep systems want people to be rigid and programmed with themselves. And so many of these people will experience undesirable dreams. So the authorities, those official unaware people, will downgrade a person's dream vision to where they are merely one's imagination or fantasies of the mind. In this way, a person cannot escape the psychological and political propaganda that all the governments and religious factors create to keep the masses supporting their takeover causes. And so the dreamer cannot understand what's taking place, and he will many times go to the various dream books on the market and not find reliable relief, but will accept the answer which suits him. It may bring about a solution for the person as the meaning is accepted, with a possible mystical or metaphysical sense about it, which is many just worthless. Most dream interpretations are phrased in terms of some sort of prophecy and something desirable, such as health, wealth, and happiness, or even love and a new relationship. The person is temporarily happy and waits for the prophecies to come into life, and usually without any effort on his part. So as nothing happens, they go for another reading, which gives the same ideas and promises, and in time, the person resolves to a state of despondency and can even become a chronic despondent, or what is officially termed as manic depression. Most guidance is the real cure for that all anyone but the elderly age of a person many times may bring about a closed-mindedness, even with those who think that they're free thinkers. What do you say, Val?
With regards to the seers and the psychics and getting so-called advice, well, it's basically you're just getting another viewpoint from these people, and it does help to get an objective viewpoint, because it's hard to see ourselves objectively because we're so into ourselves, you'd say. You know, we're invested in what we've created with who we are. So when we do go see, if you care to see somebody such as a seer or so-called psychic, you know, they would give you an objective viewpoint of your situation, of your position, and that can be valuable to a certain extent. It's not that you take it to heart necessarily what they say, because it just depends on who they are and how far they can see. Usually these seers are, they see into the psychic world only so far. It's valuable in that respect. They usually don't go any further than that. And what Dwayne suggests is if you do go see these people, ask them straight away, you know, ask them, do you see the guides that I'm working with? And if they see Rebazar Tars or Yabel Sakabi around you, then it's a go. You can work with them. If not, then maybe be suspect that they're just there for the money, or they don't have that ability to see. But if they do see the real guides around you, or some such, you know, something to indicate what your position is, then it could be valuable to use them, because again, it's an objective viewpoint, and these are you could do that with a friend or someone you know, but these are basically people that are, you're paying them, so they're not going to be invested in your friendship. They're just basically telling it like it is. They're not trying to hide anything from you. They may, but it's just kind of a more objective view that they have of you, and it can be valuable.
Very well said. And it breaks down to the fitting of a mask on one person, which is designed to impress others and hide the true nature of the wearer. This is known in psychology as a persona, as it is an important factor in dreams, as one may have shadowy images in their sleep of being something that they are not. More often, these dreams are the true image of what one really is. And so, that which a person wears with their personal outer life is no more than a mock-up psychic mask. All of us want to belong, to be, or a part of something. The masses are bred to accept and belong to a herd instinct of others controlling them. And at the same time, they want to be socially accepted as special and above things and all the common nature. This is where people do not see themselves as the prisoners that they are, either worshiping themselves in particular ways, such as vanity and self-righteousness, or that of looking to someone else in the present or past as someone more special than themselves and the whole of life. For those who really do want to get beyond and do better for themselves, real guidance is a must, because the avenue leading beyond this world is long and wide, and there are many challenges. Those who play to the public, such as politicians and movie stars, as an example, will most likely have two definite personalities in their life. My experiences in this area are so many. When I first took the Rod of Power in 2001, I was trying to let the corporation and those who worked at the international office that I was the new leader. I was asked by Rebazar and Paul to comfort Gerald and his bunch. And so, one of the experiences I had with the presidents of the corporation, the opening scene is where I walked into a general store, kind of like those of the Old West, which demonstrates themselves as the corporate office, which is now old, outdated, and rather a generality. I went through the door and was immediately met by several of Gerald's boys. As they asked to see my ID, I pulled out my wallet and opened it, and even to my surprise was a card with a golden seal of the President of the United States with my picture in the middle. For a moment, I even pulled it to my face, and in amazement, because I looked like a teenager. Then I showed it to them, and they let me pass. I walked into the middle of a small part of the store and looked all around for Mr. P, but I could not find him. I knew where he was, so I called out his name, and then I heard a voice from under the counter in front of me I'm down here, he said. So I looked down and then got on my knees as I was about starting right. I was staring right at him, and all I saw was a form under a blanket. And then he lifted the blanket up, and I was looking right at him. He was about 3 feet tall, and so I asked why he was hiding. He replied, I don't want anyone to see me like this, he said, as he looked a little forlorn. Then I said to him, Mr. P, I have come here to save your life. All you have to do is stop being silly with what Gerald and Crone are doing and help me assist the seeing membership. When he talked, he sounded like a little boy and said, I want to be that, sir, but Gerald won't like it and Crone will be very angry with me. I was rather discouraged for a moment, and then I replied, if you don't take the risk now, they will take you down. And he looked straight at me and began to silently cry. Then he pulled the blanket back over him, and the experience ended. This experience is a really good example of the masks that people wear. A person goes to the corporate office and meets Mr. P. They will surely think he is as divine as they come. And so this is where the dream vision shows where the person really is in life, with very small and hiding from the truth. I had many experiences with Gerald and Crone that were very similar. I met him once in a hallway at his office as he was walking out. He was about 3 feet tall and wearing adult clothes like children. And when children dress up and they're with their parents and all their stuff on, I could not see his hands or feet because the sleeves and part of his legs were dragging on the floor. As soon as he saw me, he quickly turned and started to run, but then immediately fell back on his face. He swiftly got up and looked around to see if anyone was looking, and then hurried off like you would see a character in a cartoon. Another time, I was suddenly standing next to him, and we were both in front of a full-length mirror. I said, Gerald, take a look at yourself and what you are doing to the membership. Because of Crony. I could see his reflection in the mirror as he fidgeted around and would not look into the mirror at himself. He didn't want to confront himself and what he was doing. He had told me straight out that he was giving his mastership to Crone. Gerald had become so emotionally attached to her that he could no longer control himself. I had so many encounters with Crone. One time I asked her if she wanted real freedom or Gerald, and she sarcastically replied she wanted Gerald. Durwood was the same as these two characters also. He tried to destroy me many times because I knew what he was doing. On the outer, with their psychic masks, fronts, and these people and many others like them proposed to be spiritual masters, and just like the rep systems, they are running their earthly business. This is why I do not associate with the new presentation with anything spiritual, idea, or members, because the lords of karma control these people and most other earthly spiritual teachings which look to pray to God and the gods of men. It's just about this time. Would anyone like to say a few words? Tim?
Yeah, sure. This primary focus of these people that are the powers that be on earth, like the example of the North Korean dictator being worse than Jim Jones, and we know what Jim Jones' life example was about committing suicide and having a whole group of people commit suicide with him, and how that here we have these dictators, and Duane is saying how the United States is no better, no different than the dictatorship in North Korea. These beings, what we see, what their real focus is, they build super bombs. And what's the purpose of the super bombs? So that they can be like real powerful, do what they say, or else get blown up. It's just they've been planning this for a long time, hundreds of years. And here we are right involved right this very day. We see these things about like Iran being accused of blasting this oil refinery stuff. And you just wonder at any time in this physical that anything can happen. And with atomic bombs on Earth, it's bad enough with all the ways that we're being affected by these brutalitarians, authoritarians, reptilians, by our air and food and water and microwave mind controlling stuff. And so it's very important, if anybody's listening, to find out for yourself, to test this new you song before you go to sleep for like 15 minutes. And when you wake up in the morning, try it again for like 15 minutes and see what life shows you. Find out for yourself, because if you don't find out this very lifetime, you may not have the opportunity that's being offered in the new presentation by the wonderful worldwide educators, that it's going to get a lot worse, that you may come back deformed or robotized, being slaves for reptilians or these authoritarians, these brutalitarians, for what seems like maybe forever, because they can regenerate the body so it doesn't physically die and just be used by them. So we're trying to share this new presentation, these efforts like Lila and Val and everybody involved in the new presentation, to start out by singing the new you song. And then get a hold of the New Adventure Is series books by Duane the Great Writer, either through Lulu.com or they're available on PDF through Kelsey Lynn Brown on the Facebook or the YouTube. If you're really interested, you can find out about getting them and become involved with the projects that are in this new presentation to do wonderful things for the earth.
Beautifully, beautifully said, especially new things to protect our beautiful planet and our beautiful earth, and be grateful for everything that we have And singing a new you is our way of saying thank you for all this wonderful growth that we have. Let's keep it by waking up. So this evening, the bedtime stories will close and we'll be with you next week. And so let's all sing together the new you. I feel all of us together singing a new you makes it so powerful, and just it's a very, very powerful when we all sing it together. We are focused with gratitude. Thank you for listening to these bedtime stories. Good night, everyone.
Thanks. Good night. Happy dreams.
Good night.